Well, later today, Congress is expected to pass a $900 billion coronavirus relief package, sending billions of dollars to struggling train and bus systems around the country. Patrick Foy is CEO of the New York Metropolitan Transportation Authority, which will receive $4 billion from Congress. Patrick, welcome. And what's your reaction to lawmakers finally passing this bill? It sounds like New York City's subways, trains, and commuter rails were on the brink of disaster.
Had we not gotten this federal aid, and obviously it's got to pass later today and be signed into law, which everybody expects will happen, we would have been faced with a situation where our hand would have been forced and we would have had to reduce subway and bus service by 40% and commuter rails by 50% and lay off about 9,000 colleagues.
So at this point, does that mean those layoffs are just not going to happen?
So the $4 billion included for the MTA in the COVID relief bill will cover our deficit for 2021. That'll give us a year's running room. We will not have to cut service as we have described or lay off our colleagues in 2021. Having said that, we still face massive deficits in 2022, 23, 24. And our ask following this $4 billion to the federal government is $8 billion in federal funding over that period.
Yeah. Okay. So just paint the picture for us about how badly the situation was at the MTA. Your ridership numbers were down and your finances very badly hurt by the pandemic.
Clearly, let me put it in context, Peter. The decline in ridership on subways, buses, Metro North and Long Island Railroad, the two commuter rails that we also run, orders of magnitude worse than the Great Depression. At the depths of the pandemic, subway ridership was down 95%. And even right now, on an average weekday, it's down 70 to 75% compared to an average pre-pandemic weekday. We get half our revenues from our customers in fares and tolls. And the precipitous decline in ridership across the board has had drastic adverse financial consequences.
So this would explain why your financial picture was so dire. But as you say, you still have an $8 billion hole to fill, even with the relief money down the road. So that means you either have to raise more revenue, cut expenses, or both. How are you going to do that?
The answer is we're going to have to do all three. And by all three, I mean ask for and make the case for additional federal funding for the MTA. We believe that the MTA's recovery is pivotal to the New York regional economy's recovery. Our region accounts for about 10% of national GDP, so it's in the nation's interest to do that. Second is we are going to have to raise fares and tolls. And the third thing is cutting costs. And over the last several years, we've taken $2.8 billion of cost out. In 2021, we'll take an additional, I estimate, $800 million out. At the beginning of the year, in January, a couple of months before the pandemic, we expected an $80 million surplus for the year. And the only way we're able to close it this year is with Federal Reserve municipal liquidity funding, borrowing, and then next year will be covered by the funding for the MTA and the COVID relief bill.
On the issue of raising fares, I know, I'm sure you're aware that this weekend commuters were protesting that plan. They're making the argument that they're being asked to pay more at a time when the economy is absolutely devastating, and the fact that they're getting less from the service. So is now the time to be raising fares on your commuters when they're hurting the most?
Look, we're acutely aware that lots of our neighbors in the New York region are suffering, underemployed, unemployed, making less money. Small businesses, including restaurants, have been hit very hard. The difficulty that we have at the MTA is fares and tolls account for 50% of our revenue. There's over $300 million of annual fare revenue, toll and fare revenue, built into our budget and increases over a period of time. We propose to increase it less than the rate of inflation. And for low-income New Yorkers, the city of New York has a fair fares program. There ought to be more people enrolled in it, but for customers, low-income customers, the fair fares option funded by the city of New York is an important option.
We've been talking about finances, but of course, there's also the human toll of this pandemic, and it's taken its toll on the MTA. I think the virus has killed more than 100 of your workers. How difficult has this year been for you and all the people working there?
New York was the epicenter of the virus in March and April, and it exacted a heavy toll in New York City and the region. Obviously, Governor Cuomo's done extraordinary things in terms of stopping the spread, but the effect on our colleagues at the MTA has been devastating. We created a family benefit for the survivors of transit workers who passed away due to the to COVID. We thought it's first in the nation, I believe, and we thought it was the right thing to do. We've led the way in terms of innovating, working with antimicrobials and air exchange programs and ultraviolet C light, which we proved with a professor from Columbia eradicates the COVID-19 virus, distributed millions of masks to our employees and our customers. We'll continue to do that going forward. But the virus has exacted a very heavy toll, including at the MTA, and we grieve and mourn the loss of every one of our colleagues.
Does the arrival of the vaccine change your projection of when you can return to some kind of normal?
The announcement of multiple vaccines is extraordinary news, and ridership will come back. The trends driving ridership, urbanization, environmental considerations, obviously mass transit is extraordinarily green compared to getting in a car and driving on a highway. The fact that human beings want to socialize. And lastly, if you look at the 1819 flu pandemic and the smallpox vaccine in 1947, the polio situation in the late 50s and 60s, people have returned to mass transit in ever greater numbers. We expect that to continue. It is not going to come back immediately. And the reduction in ridership, which will be less dramatic than it was in the worst days of the pandemic in New York in March and April and May, ridership will increase, but it's going to take some time to get back to those record levels.
Patrick Foy is chairman and CEO of the New York Metropolitan Transportation Authority, otherwise known as the guy who runs the New York City subway system. Patrick, thank you so much for your time and best of luck.
Thank you, Peter.